Welcome, American Fork. This is Nick Waters evaluating you today in percussion from Las Vegas, Nevada. It is September 20th, 2016, and we are at the Weber Marching Review. I wish you guys the best of luck and skill through your performance this evening. And I can't wait to see you guys begin your performance. No scores or placements tonight, just commentary and a critique. So hopefully my comments will be helpful. Try to gear it more towards the staff and from a show design and construction approach, and less than a tick tape. I'm sure you know what's clean and what you need to adjust and fix. Just trying to give you guys a little bit of advice. All right. Looks like you guys are about ready to go. I'm just going to keep this running. All right, here we go. A nice metallic sound. A good lateral movement in the keyboards. Good permutation control. From the many players playing. Yeah, good consistent approach from player to player. Alright, battery. Right on. All right, cool, here we go, we're off. Nice keyboards. Yeah, great communication. There we go, space for that roll. Snares, sounds good. Nice. Yeah, good job. Great job compositionally, leaving the space there for me to be able to hear the rolls. At first, you know, I was thinking, man, those snare drums are pretty low, but you guys are pretty far back. Yeah, basses. Nice space in between them. Yeah, nice how we've compositionally used a concert snare with the marching snare. Good control of the threes. Yeah, flam taps. Yeah, get control as you cross over from drum to drum. Continue to work on getting out of the way of those rims. Nice flam. Oh, didn't quite finish that, snares. Cool how we worked our way up the board. That slight of chell there. Very cool, yep. Dynamic contrast appreciated. Yeah, the trade-off from voice to snare voice to tenor voice is... and bass drums is quite nice. There we go. Yeah, keys. Such great control and change of approach to match the style. Yeah, extreme environmental demands of the battery being so far back. Yeah, nice to the double stop in the keyboard. Yeah, good orchestration by use of concert snare and other percussion instruments to support the battery elements. Again, the threes, the flam, there you go. Good control space and time. Yeah, continue to work on muting that cymbal without making extra noise. I know it's hard. You're moving fast over those giant boards. Yeah, marching machine. I love the use of all this accessory percussion, and again, how you use it to support the other voices that are happening on the field. At timpani, pitches are great. Good job muffling. The head's great with the bones and the tenors. Great choice. Nice. The ostinato pattern at the bass drum. someone came down just a little too early. In terms of the compositional elements, outstanding choices of compositional elements to support what's happening in the winds. Yeah.
You can see hundreds of weeds or thousands of opportunities.
Yeah, beautiful metallic voice. Yeah, great support. Vibraphones. Yeah, good lateral work in the marimbas. I'm sure Mr. Siemens loves it. Beautiful. Good for you. Yeah, good job processing that. Outstanding playing on top of that too. Yeah, good choice in the use of the metallic instrument and then moving to the woods to layer the support. Very nice, and very nice orchestral triangle playing to go along with it. Again, good approach to the concert bass drum. All, you know, professional orchestral style playing. Good education happening. Appreciate the rhythmic variety and the keyboards as well. And the communication from the players. The different cymbal colors from the rack to my right. Simultaneous responsibility in the percussion in the backfield. Good for you. Yeah, again, good control of the threes. Guys displaying a wide range of rudimental vocabulary. Yes! Nice. Good pulse control between all three of those battery elements to make that happen. Good sensitivity and approach to the instruments. And just enough of the synth support.
The sky is the limit, but only for those who are afraid to fly.
Alright. Watch that back stick. Okay, yeah. Simultaneous responsibility. Just don't let that affect your hands. It's so close, so you got to the end. I can tell you guys are doing a lot of work at those threes. Again, good control of space and time between these simple rhythmic patterns. Yeah, triple roll in there. Yeah. Consistency of rhythmic interpretation. So early in the season. Yeah, I like the choice that we made here with the tenors. We're just having some tempo control issues, and maybe taking the bass drums away might be the answer. It's either the answer or the answer by taking them out, or it's the solution by making that listening focal point. It's one or it's got to be one or the other. Ooh, yeah, watch that cold attack five-stroke roll.
Once we accept
good control, right hand. Yeah, as you pass that along, very mature playing. Yeah, you guys are so exposed right there, you know, out of the entire show. That's, you know, the closest up front where you're playing those threes. And a little rough. You got trouble changing direction. Yeah, it seems like we've turned up the volume perhaps on the keys here. Little bright. Make sure we're not a little premature on some of these hits and the cymbals. Yeah, so it seems like the last part of the show is probably the newest. Not as strong as a lot of the material earlier, but gosh, so many good things going on. you know, I don't have a whole lot other than, you know, outstanding job for it being September 20th and playing so well. You know, there's a couple things. Hopefully you caught him in the moment on the tape where, you know, perhaps I thought, you know, maybe that was a little awkward, like in the beginning where it was the, like the snare and tenor voice kind of happening at the same time. But overall, I mean, you guys are doing very well. Very large rudimental vocabulary, you know, not quite playing all of it there yet. Just, you know, remember that the judges are upstairs up here. So a lot of that inner work when you're backfield, we don't quite get all of that. But so we certainly get all the rim shots and all the accents and all that stuff is hitting us up here from the battery percussion. And so you want to make sure, of course, that all of that is locking in. Some of that stuff wasn't quite together. In the keys, a couple times I mentioned mallet selection or just mallet presence. And, you know, that's, it could be the stadium, could have been your mixer. But again, you know, that also could be personal preference, but I hope my comments could be somewhat of help. You guys are doing tremendous things, so wish you the best. Take care.